go over three things. I'm going to go over how you get started quick. I'm going to go over how to get associates. And I'm going to go over how to get customers. And I'm going to try to do all that in about the next 20, 30 minutes at most and get us out of here by 8:30 and me back on the road again. And I can do that because I do that whether I got all night or just a little bit of time. I'm going to assume we're either all in the business, going to get in the business, or didn't have a ride home. Is that correct? For you guests, you simply go to the website of the person that invited you. And you sign up. And it literally takes 5 minutes. I mean, if you're a slow typer like I am, 5 minutes. Once you hit submit, you're an associate just like I am or Trey and Sally are or anybody else. I mean, you're in. You can do anything we can do at that point in time. So, the first thing it's going to ask, it's going to say, do you want a website? The answer to that question is yes. Write that down. One, get a website. I'm going to give you five things to do, and the first one is get a website. Number one, the website's phenomenal. You sign up customers online, business partners online. You can show flash presentations online. The back office is amazing. You can get reports on everything under the sun, how many associates you have, how many customers you have, how many people have promoted, how many customers or how many associates you have per county in the state. I mean, am I right, associates? It's amazing, isn't it? If it wasn't worth a flip, I'd still tell you to get it, though, because it counts as two electric accounts. That's two, and you hadn't even done anything. You just got the website, but they give you credit for two electric accounts. That's good. Number two on my list, switch yourself. Because that will give you now three credits, and you hadn't even talked to anybody. And I always say, if you can switch, and everybody needs to understand this, Senate Bill 7 is what deregulated electricity. Senate Bill 7 was put into place by the legislature to take the monopolies down. It was not put in place to put any companies out of business. So Senate Bill 7 does not include city-owned utilities and co-ops. Now, before you start whining, I'm a Garland guy. Coached in Garland for 16 years. Know everybody in Garland. Garland is a city-owned utility. I couldn't get a customer in Garland where I know everybody. But I managed to be the number one money earner. So if you're in a city-owned utility or a co-op, I don't want to hear any whining. Yeah, you got a little bigger hurdle to get over. It would have been easier for me if I could have got all those people in Garland. Sure would have. But that wasn't the point with me. The point with me was I wanted to change my family's life. So I was willing to get over a little higher hurdle. And you say, well, that isn't fair. Well, get real. Life is not fair. Have y'all not figured that out by now? It's not. Okay? So just learn. That's it. But Senate Bill 7 did not include co-ops or city-owned utilities. Some co-ops have opted in, and yours may at some point in time. But don't count on it. Just go get you a handful of customers. Because figure this out. If the website counts as two, then that means we only need eight. We can scrounge us up eight customers from somewhere. Huh? Do you realize we're cheaper? I mean, that's one of the amazing things. I'm sure they do here. I mean, I'm from Dallas, and the TXU, they're running all these plans. We got eight plans. They talk about their eight-plan thing. Do you realize they don't have one plan as cheap as us? I tell our folks, you need to be getting out there screaming. And here's what's better for you guys. The margin, the difference between WTU and Stream is a whole lot more here than it is between TXU and Stream in Dallas. Y'all got a wide gap here. You can get some customers, okay? So, switch yourself. Number three, so one is get a website. Two, switch yourself. Three is get one more customer. And you say, why do you say get one more customer? That's only four. You're right, but that gets you a check. Now, if you're in a co-op, number three would really be get two more customers. Come on, use your head on this one. You want 4 points. Website counts as two. We need two customers. Hopefully you can be one of them. Now, listen to me here because this is so key and you'll miss this like I did in the beginning. I'm assuming we all want to make lots of money. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Okay then, follow me on this. This is a monkey see, monkey do business. You've got to understand that. You're the leader of your team. No matter if it's you and one person, you're the leader. You got to understand. You've got to set the pace. Remember me holding up the hand a while ago and telling you, don't raise your hand, and everybody in the room just about raised their hand because they did what I did. That's how it's going to be with you. We need to get those 4 points in 24 hours. Draw a line right there. Put 4 in 24. The company gives us 30 days to get those 4 points. You need to do it in 24 hours. Website, yourself, one other one. You do the website and yourself when you're signing up. You do that in 10 minutes. Then call somebody that loves you and get the next one. Or maybe somebody owes you some money. But call somebody that loves you or owes you and get the fourth one, because that creates the money coming. Right now, that's $200. And you go, well, Presley, you know, I got a little bit of money. $200 ain't that much money. No, but it's what makes the money grow. You got to understand that. It validates the business to you, but more importantly, it validates the business to people you talk to, because somebody's going to go, well, have you made any money yet? You want to be able to say, yes. Let's all pretend that we all signed up a new associate tonight. And I know some of you actually did, but let's pretend we all signed up somebody tonight. That new associate gets in tonight. They go home and they get their 4 points before they go to bed. Friday, they got a check. Boom. $200. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to go, oh my God, look, I made $200. I made $200. Look, I made $200. Hey, sis, I made $200. They get a little excited. Don't people get excited when they get money? Yeah. At least legally, I think, huh? But now, you're the sponsor, though. Depending on if you're a director up to an ED, you just made $100 to $325. That might fire you up just a little bit, huh? And then the MD, SD, ED in that leg make money. And then the five levels make that residual money. And all of a sudden, those 4 points got money flowing. Now, follow me on this. The way common people like us make lots of money is to build a big team. The way we build a big team is by getting momentum going. The way we get momentum is with excitement. The way we get excitement is with money. And the way we get money is with 4 points. You got to get those 4 points for yourself, because you're going to be the leader. And number two, when you get somebody in the business, you make sure they get those 4 points, guys. You follow me? That is so key in the success in this business. If your group's getting customers, your group's growing and glowing. If your group isn't getting customers, they're drying and dying, because people do this to make money, guys. And if you don't help them get some money flowing, you've lost them. You understand? And if they hadn't got those customers in 24 hours, you call them and go, hey, what can I do to help you get that last point? You get on the phone and help a little bit. This is not, oh good, I signed you up, go make me rich. This is, we're working this together. Let me help you make money. You know, Zig Ziglar says in life, we can have anything we want if we just help enough other people get what they want. I'm going to tell you right now, if you help your team have success, you're going to have success. It's a byproduct. You can't help but be successful if you're helping the people in your organization. Get lost in your team, helping them be successful, and all of a sudden your checks will get so big you won't know what to do. It's all about helping people. Okay, we get a website, we switch ourselves, we get one more customer, we do all that in 24 hours. Number four, make a list. Make a list of everybody you can think of. You want at least 100 names on that list with phone numbers. 100 names with phone numbers. And you go, I don't know 100 people. You know, I read in Reader's Digest the other day that by the time we're 18 years old, we know 2,000 people on a first name basis. And I had to think a long time on that one, but I thought about it and I realized elementary school, middle school, high school, college, work, church, play, kids' activities, grandkids' activities. Are we not around a bunch of people? Yes. The whole thing is we don't have 100 good buddies, so we're thinking in terms of good buddies. No, none of us have 100 good buddies, I wouldn't think. But we do know hundreds of people. You put you a list of 100 together. Get your phone out. I mean, great place. Go through your phone. Write every name in there down. Get your Rolodex. Get your business cards. Get your book at home that you got your names and addresses in. Get your kids' wedding list or your wedding list. Start writing those people down. I mean, we know a lot of folks. You want a list. Number five. And I'm coming back to the list. Don't think I'm done, but I'm moving on. Number five. You got to be at meetings. You got to be at meetings. You got to be at meetings. I've got 50,000 people in my organization, and I have nobody making any significant money that doesn't show up. You got to show up to go up. That's just a fact, guys. You know, that's one of my pet peeves, though, Sally, is people go, oh, boy, I see how we can make millions of dollars. Good. Listen, you need to be at the meeting Wednesday night. Oh, no, I don't do those meetings. Then you know what I tell people? Don't do this business. And in a group this size, I guarantee you, if I don't say this, somebody will come up and go, but I'm self-motivated. And you know what? That's the truth. In a group this size, we really do have some self-motivated people in here. But let me tell you a fact here. About 97% of your group will not be self-motivated. And they need this little shot of juice once a week to keep them in the game. But if you don't show up, then they don't show up. I'm telling you what, guys, I'm trying to tell you how to make a lot of money here. You got to listen. You got to create a team. You got to give people something to belong to. As a kid, didn't you like being on the team? Didn't it kill you if they didn't pick you for the team? I mean, you just felt like the scum of the earth if they didn't pick you, you know? We all like to belong. You need to get your team together, and after the meeting, get over in the corner and rally with them. Talk a little bit, or go to the, Denny's. They have Denny's here, don't they? I mean, Denny's or IHOP or something like that. Starbucks. Get some coffee. Nothing high dollar, but just go and invite the team and kind of strategize and talk each other up a little bit. Get people on the inner circle with you, and all of a sudden you'll keep them in the game long enough till they start getting the checks. And all of a sudden, guys, it'll take off. But you got to keep them in the game long enough, and you got to show up. You know what else you need to do? You need to get to Fort Worth every once in a while and go to that Diamond Oaks meeting. How far is it from here to Fort Worth? Two and a half hours? 2 hours? And you say, my gosh, me drive two. I just drove four. Don't whine that you can't go two, huh? I mean, that's kind of slapping my face. You get your people and you go to that meeting so they can see something a little bigger. Once in a blue moon, maybe once every 2 months, you get your group and you choo-choo train up to Dallas to the Info Mart and actually go in the corporate office with you folks for one of those Tuesday night or Saturday morning meetings, huh? And that way they can go, this is real. Look at that. It says stream on the wall there. You know, I mean, people like to see that stuff. That way it helps their belief. And you know what? If you can keep their belief up, they'll keep going. I'm not saying do that all the time. I'm saying maybe once every month or two do something like that. Do something special for your team, and you just do that little choo-choo. And you know, it's kind of fun doing that stuff. And then you go do that, and then you come home, and everybody's geeked up, and you watch your team take off. These Ignite Academies, guys, you need to be at the Ignite Academies. I mean, come on now. I mean, let's get real. If we really want to change our life, we got to get into it a little bit. We got to focus a little bit. And they're phenomenal. I will be speaking at the one this Saturday there at the Dallas Convention Center. Try to come. It's going to be a blast. I mean, I promise you, you'll see me. I'll be taking some notes. I take notes because I want to learn some stuff. I want to get better at what I'm doing. Anyway, I don't know how I got off on all of that stuff. But anyway, 1, get a website. 2, switch yourself. 3, get one more customer. All that's done in 24 hours. Make you a list of at least 100 names and plan on being at these meetings weekly and more if you can. Now, that's kind of how we get started pretty quick. Now, let me go over how to get associates. And y'all follow me on this. People all the time, they say, Presley, do I get customers first or associates first? The answer is you're going to get your 4 points. Website, 2 customers. Get that done. Then your whole focus is on business partners. And you say, why is that? If I get Trey as my customer, he's worth 50 cents a month. Trey is a business partner. He happens to fall in my executive director code, and he's put in thousands of people, and it's in my $225 code. That boy's probably made me and Sally. Well, I know it's Sally doing most of the work, but anyway. Trey and Sally have probably made me $100,000 or more as an associate. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I realize I'd rather have $100,000 than I had 50 cents. Everybody you talk to, you're looking at them as an associate. Now, if they don't want to be an associate, what's your name?
Bob.
If I'm talking to Bob and I show Bob a presentation, and Bob looks at me and he goes, Presley, this isn't for me. Then I just go, hey, Bob, that's fine. Help me out and try the service. I turn no for business partner into yes for customer. My whole focus now is on associates, but I'll take some customers because I've got to have a few. And follow me on this. I just explained to Bob deregulation. I explained it's the same energy. I explained the local wires company. I explained we're cheaper. I explained all that stuff in my presentation. So he's heard all that. So if he doesn't want to be my associate, my business partner, then I just go, hey, that's fine. Hey, help me out and try the service. All right, y'all with me on that? Now, you say, how do you get those associates? I do it 2 ways. Number one, you're going to have to make some phone calls, guys. And I'm going to tell you, if you like me, the first few phone calls I made, I got nauseous. I hated picking up that phone. And now, don't raise your hand, but I mean, I'm sure a few of you guys can relate to me on that deal. I hated picking up that phone. I mean, it was like my hand got sweaty. I could see my heart beating through my shirt. That, you know, I'm trying to talk on that phone with it shaking, you know? I mean, I hated it. I'm not embellishing much there. I mean, I really hated it. But you know what? I figured out after I made a few phone calls, it got easier. And then I made a few more, and it got easier. And I can tell you right now, and Chris will tell you, where's my cousin? Is he in here? Oh, he's outside. But you can ask Chris, my cousin, he drove me down. The whole way here, I was calling people. I'm not saying it's on my top 10 fun thing to do list, but I can pick up the phone and call anybody now. Whereas 2 years ago, it was an ugly deal. But I'll say it again. You got to make yourself do the first few so that you can get it to get a little easier. Y'all with me? You can do it now, but you pick up the phone. Here's all I say. I go, hey, Trey, Presley, listen, buddy, I got a business deal I want to run by you. Can you meet me at Starbucks? What is it? Oh, Startup Electric Company. How does it work? Hey, listen, it's a visual deal. I got to show you some numbers. Can you meet me at Starbucks? I always just say, I got a business deal I want to run by you. I mean, that's just my line. I got a business deal I want to run by you. I think that's short, sweet, to the point, and I think that's what most professionals say if you got a business deal. If it's real estate, I say, I got a business deal I want to run by you. If it's Ignite, I got a business deal I want to run by you. I just say the same thing. Now, most people are going to say, what is it? I'm happy to say it's a startup electric company, Stream Energy. I'm thrilled to tell them that. But when they say, how does it work? Tell me more. Give me the details. I say one thing. Write this down. This will save you a lot of heartache. I say, it's a visual deal. I got to show you some numbers. Meet me at wherever you're meeting them. It's a visual deal. I got to show you some numbers. You cannot explain that compensation plan on the telephone. Can you imagine the first time you ever saw that thing? Somebody trying to do that on the phone? It took me 10 times of looking at it to figure it out, let alone somebody trying to explain it to me on the phone. I call that the valley of death. You get in there and you'll never get out. I mean, you've lost them if you start trying to explain it. You need to be on that phone for a minute or less. All I want when I get off the phone is an appointment. That's it. Now, hang with me. This is key if you want to make a lot of money. Meetings are phenomenal. But did you realize meetings are more for associates than they are for guests? Now, it's all right to bring guests. I'm not saying don't bring them. They're welcome anytime. But do you realize this is more for associates? But here's where I'm scared we've gotten to. I'm scared we've done this. First week of the month, we go get us a prospect, and we come to the meeting. And we sit there, and Trey wows them. Then we go back, we get us second week of the month, we get us another prospect, and we sit there, Trey wows them. Third week, we get stood up. Fourth week, we go get us a prospect. And we come to the meeting. Boy, we're working hard. The whole month goes by, and we just showed three people. You're moving at a snail's pace. Now, let me say this, and I mean this. If you're in the group that's wanting to just make you $500 or $1,000 a month, you just keep doing that for a few months, and you'll get to that point. If you're in the group that's saying, hey, I want to make some life-changing big money, you can't do it that way. You need to be showing 5 to 10 a week, not 5 a month, okay? 5 to 10 a week, and here's how you do it. You know, does anybody have their little kit here? Is this the little kit? You know, you get one of these things in the mail or UPS. They send this stuff out to us. And do you realize there is a business presentation in here that's in there that you can just flip to, and you can sit there and show people a presentation exactly like the one I did right there? In this room, you never have to get up here and do what I did or the other leaders do in this area. You never have to get up here. Now, if you want to, we'd love to have more leaders. I mean, we love people presenting, and if that's your thing, by golly, we want you up here. But if you don't like getting up in front of the room, you never have to. But I'm going to say this. Everybody in this room that wants to make life-changing kind of money, you've got to be able to get your little notebook out and sit down with somebody at the kitchen table and show them a presentation. You've got to get where you can do a one-on-one with people. Because Aunt Agnes is going to come over to your house, and you're sitting there with her. You're wanting to show her. You can't get a hold of your sponsor, and you're thinking, what am I going to do? You're going to get your book out. You can open it up, and you're going to point and grunt a little bit, huh? I mean, just grunt with some excitement, and you'll find out you'll get somebody in. Because it's kind of like the phone deal. Every time I picked that phone up and made a call, it got easier. Every time I do a presentation, it'll get better. I can tell you right now, yeah, I can do that in my sleep. But I tell you what, the first few I did was an ugly deal. I couldn't remember the numbers. My knees were shaking. I mean, I'm going to tell you, it was ugly. But I did a few, and then it got better. And then I did a few more, and I did a few more. Until now, I can do close both eyes, spin me around, and I can still do it. I mean, you know, but you'll get to that point too. But you got to be able to sit down with them and show them. The other way we show presentations is, we get our sponsor or somebody in our upline to go with us if they're local. And you call your sponsor up and say, hey, meet me at Starbucks. I got Joe Blow coming. And you and your sponsor go, and your sponsor does it, and you learn a little bit. Or you can have a home meeting. Home meetings are great. You invite a few folks over to your house, and you invite your sponsor over, somebody in your upline, and they show a presentation for you at your house to 5, 10, 15, 20 people. That's great. And you say, well, my sponsor lives in El Paso, or my sponsor lives in Corpus Christi, or my... That's fine. You realize they've got DVDs now that have Steve Fisher and Randy Hedge doing the presentation? They even got me on there if you want me to yell at them a little bit. But you can invite somebody over to your house, throw that DVD in, mash play, drink your tea. When it's over, look at them and go, are you in or you out? Guys, you got to understand there's one fact here. Yeah, I'm going to train here for about 20, 30 minutes, and then I'm leaving. But, you know, I could train in about 2 minutes. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to make a lot of money, here's all you have to do. If you can set appointments and show the plan, you can make money. Because that's really what this thing boils down to. You got to be able to set appointments and show the plan. Now, whether it's one-on-ones, just you and somebody, you and your little book, or you and a DVD player mash and play, or your sponsor and you, two-on-ones, or home meetings, or big meetings, or just DVDs, I don't care. It doesn't matter. There's one group that I don't think they've ever done one themselves. They call themselves the Power Play Group. One mashes power, the other one mashes play, and they show DVDs all the time. It doesn't matter, but you've got to be able to get the presentation in front of people. Do you follow me on that? I told you the 4 points was a key. I'm telling you right now, this is the biggest key, though. You got to be able to set appointments and show the plan however it takes. If you can get them to a meeting, great, but you got to be doing more than just a meeting a week if you're wanting to make life-changing kind of money. All right. The other way I get associates, and then we're done with associates, is I call it bump into's. You're at the ball game. You know, I told y'all Jordo plays baseball. Well, I'm at a lot of ball games. So I'm standing around talking. And as I'm standing around talking, I'll just shoot the breeze. And I go, man, your son made a great diving catch out there in left field to save that game the other day. That was amazing. What do you do? Oh, me? Well, I used to be a basketball coach, but started my own business in the electric industry. I tell you what, pretty lucrative. After the game, why don't we take the boys over to Whataburger and I'll show you what I got going on. The way I've learned to turn any conversation my direction is I just always go, what do you do? Well, unless Bob is a total cucumber, what will he say to me? What do you do? Now, if he happens to... No, he's not. He's a good guy, I'm sure. If he turns out to be a cucumber... You know, your son's one of the best shortstops I've seen. That play he made behind second base was amazing, I tell you. What do? Me? Oh, used to be a basketball coach, but I started my own business in the electric industry. Tell you what, it's pretty lucrative. After the game, why don't we take the boys over to McDonald's and I'll show you what I got going on. You following? Cucumber? You know, your son's the best catcher I've ever seen, I think. Now, that's kind of humorous, right? Guys, that's a lesson. You realize that's all you have to do in this business? Just open your mouth and say something. Because if they're looking, you can't say the right thing to the wrong one or the wrong thing to the right one. If they're not looking, it doesn't matter. We could get Chris Domhoff himself here, the CEO of our company, and it wouldn't make any difference. If they're looking, it doesn't matter how bad you screw it up, they're going to get in. You just figure that out after a while. All right? Now, the bump into's, it doesn't have to be at ball games. It's at the grocery store. It's at the health club. It's at the golf course. It's at the whatever organization you're at. It's at the wherever you happen to be. If I call it my 3 foot rule. If somebody gets within 3 feet of me, I'm gonna say something, and that's just what you got to get in the habit of doing. And you know, Trey, the other day somebody said, "Well, Presley, you said you didn't like making phone calls. You didn't want to talk to those people." That's so true. Guys, follow me on this. This is so real in my life. Here's the key to my life, though, right here. No, I didn't want to pick up the phone and make the calls. Didn't. Not at all. There's a lot of people I didn't want to walk up and talk to. Didn't want to do it. Not at all. And you say, well, then why did you do that? Because I would rather have done that than look my little girl in the eye and say, sorry, baby, Daddy can't send you to school. Sorry, Mom, I'm going to have to put you in a nursing home because I can't afford anything else. I'd rather pick up that phone and make a few phone calls I didn't want to make than have those conversations with my mom, my daughter, my son, huh? I'm telling you what, it's a whole different deal. You got to understand, you got to put your why out there in front of you, because everybody follow me on this. This is the key here. This is an emotional business. It's not easy. Very doable, but not easy, okay? It's a simple business, but I won't say it's an easy business. Do you know the difference? Simple, but not easy, but it's very doable. But you're just going to have to understand, it's emotional. Especially early, because everything you do affects your whole, I mean, you are your whole group in the beginning. Everybody you talk to, boy, if they say yes, you're fired up. If they say no, you're crying. And then they say yes, and you're fired up. They say no, and you're crying. And I mean, your emotions are going like this. And you're going, I don't know. And oh, it's great. I'm going to be rich. Oh, I'm going to be poor. And you're fighting it the whole way. Some of you guys been there? Yes or yes? Okay. Now, hang with me, though. You gotta catch this point. It's key in this business. When you're the only one, your emotion swings are like this. You get 10 on your team, your emotion swings are like this. You get 100 on your team, your emotion swings are kind of like this. With me, my emotion swings are just about like this. Because in the beginning, everything I did impacted my whole business every way. I mean, I was my business. Now I'm not. I work hard. I do what I always did. But it's going to grow whether that person comes in or not. You just got to understand. You got to get through this part. And then all of a sudden it'll be like this. And then you get through this part. And then it'll be like this. We can all do it. I'm just telling you so you know what to expect here. Because that's the way it's going to be. Your emotions are going to swing. And you just got to stay the course and get through that and understand that as your group gets bigger and bigger, your emotion swings will get smaller and smaller. The other thing, after a while, your group will take on a life of its own. And it's going to be working, growing, whether you're doing anything or not. But in the beginning, it won't be that way. Tom Watson, the guy that started IBM, they asked Tom Watson, they said, Tom, how did you get IBM so big so quick? And he said, because I treated it like a big business long before it was a big business. That's how you got to think about your little Ignite business here. You got to think about it being big, even when it's this little bitty. Because you got to understand, for that $329, you got your hands on a multi-million dollar business. You're just going to have to fight it hard for 12 to 24 months to get it to that point. Guys, you can do it. Now, my last thing, and then I'm out of here, is customers. You say, well, Presley, you just told us that you get four, the website, yourself, and one more, and then you start looking for associates, and then you turn no's into yeses. That's true. But you realize now that to get promoted, you need 12 business partners. You got to get at least three of them yourself, but on the whole team, you need 12. You get more than three, but you got to get a minimum of three, 12 total, and you need 10 customers. What if you have 12 business partners and 7 customers? You think you might start scrounging for some customers because you want to get promoted. And by the way, let me hit this real quick because I didn't hit it during the presentation and I should have and I didn't. You know, I showed you they had that promotion going that when we get four, if we do it in 7 days, they send us $200. That's huge. I love that. That pales in comparison to this, though. Anybody that signs up in the month of April, if you get promoted that first time to managing director in 30 days from the time you sign up, you make an extra $1,000. Extra $1,000. Has nothing to do with the money you make in the normal compensation plan. You still make all that. They're just going to send you an extra $1,000. But the best part is this, though. The sponsor gets an extra $1,000. So figure this out. Say you come in the business today and you sponsor three people, which you need to anyway. If all four of you get to MD in 30 days, which is very doable, you make $4,000. $1,000 for yourself and $1,000 for each of your people that you helped get there. If you say, well, my gosh, I got right to the end and I didn't quite make it, they still pay us $500 if we do it in 60 days. You follow me on that? Do you see the money that's there? And that applies to all of us. You can be a director, an MD, SD, or ED, and we all get that $1,000 if we get somebody in and help them get to MD in 30 days. And they can sign up the last day of April. They still have 30 days. You follow what I'm talking about? It doesn't have to be done in April. You just got to be in April. And you say, well, I signed up in March. That's fine. You can't get that $1,000 for getting there yourself, but you can still sponsor three people and help them get there and make $1,000 for each of them. Everybody with me on that? That's huge. But now, let's say you need three customers to make it to MD, and you got to make some calls. Write this down, and we're out of here. I use a script, and as far as I know, every leader in this business does it this same way. One, you ask for a favor. Ask for a favor. Ask for a favor. As a matter of fact, put that little arrow thing and write small favor in there. We don't want them to think we're in jail or something, okay? Ask for a small favor. Number two, tell them your why. Why? W-H-Y. Tell them your why. Why are you doing the business? Tell them. Because keep in mind, we're only after a handful of people. That should be people that know us and love us, okay? It's not like we're doing this to a stranger. We only need a couple of customers. Tell them your why. Number three, tell them, I found a way you can help. I found a way you can help. I found a way you can help. Number four, I need you to be my electric customer. I use the word need and my. I want to personalize it. I need you to be my electric customer. And number five, the last thing, and most of you guys would have put this first, but I'm going to recommend strongly you put this at the end, is that you're going to say, and by the way, it won't cost you, it won't inconvenience you, and we're going to save you some money on that WTU bill. It won't cost you. It won't inconvenience you, and we're going to save you some money on that WTU bill. Here's how my calls go. Aunt Agnes Presley, how are you doing? Hey, great. Listen, Aunt Agnes, I need a small favor. Can you help me out? Woo, I knew I could count on you. Listen, you know Sarah Beth's going to Baylor, and ooh, you wouldn't believe how expensive it is, but listen, I found a way you can help. No, I don't need your money. Listen, I just need you to be my electric customer. Yeah, I'm marketing electricity for a company called Stream Energy, and I need you to be my customer. Get this. It won't cost you. It won't inconvenience you, and I'm going to save you a little money on that WTU bill. Hey, do you have your bill handy, Aunt Agnes? Our friends and family get sold all the time. Telemarketers, TV, I mean, everywhere you look, we get sold. Don't go trying to sell your mama, your granny, your best friend. Don't try. Ask for a favor. And understand this, if they don't want to do it, don't lose a friend over it. We only need a handful. If somebody just won't do it, just don't worry about it. Move on to the next one. Because I'm going to promise you this. This is the most amazing thing to me, though. People are going to act like you're calling up asking for a kidney. It literally does not cost them. It literally, you can do it for them, and it won't inconvenience them any. If they want to do it themselves, it's about 3 minutes. And we can show them that we're going to save them pretty decent money over WTU. And they'll still act like it's strange. I mean, I don't understand. It's just, we've got to educate them. Now, let me say this when you're doing that. And this applies to getting associates, appointments for associates and customers. Talk strong to people. When you're talking to people about taking a look at the business, push them to look. I don't take no for looking. How can they tell me no, N-O, if they don't know K-N-O-W? You know what I'm saying? I push people to look. Now, here's the difference. Once I've shown somebody a presentation, I try to get them as my customer, and then I'm done with them. I don't try to beg anybody into the business. If I've got to talk you into getting rich with me, you're not who I'm looking for. I mean, that's just the way it is, and that's the way you got to be with people. You'll get a whole lot more people if you take it away from them than if you start begging. Oh, please, if you do it, I'll polish your shoes, I'll wash your car. Listen, I'll walk your dog if you'll do this. Please, 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 please. And that's how so many of us do it. Baloney. We got something that can change their lives. Don't beg them. Share the opportunity. Push them hard. Don't let them take no for an answer as far as looking. But once they've looked, try to get them as your customer and then move on. There's 30 million Texans. There's 300 million Americans. And I tell you what, guys, you got to understand, we'll be in Georgia in June. July at the latest, but probably June. Guys, and that won't be for electricity. That'll be for gas. And then we'll go up to New York and do them both because they bundle up there. And then probably Illinois after that. Do you see how it's going to start leapfrogging across the country? And here's a big key. I'm going to throw this in. I always say I got one more thing, don't I? But I think this is key for us. Hang on. Hang in there for just a minute if you really want to make money. When this company hits $1 billion, and it will, either the end of this year or next year at the latest, we're on pace to do it this year. I mean, it could very easily happen by the end of this year. What do you think is going to happen media-wise when that happens? We're going to be in the Wall Street Journal, Newsweek, Business Week, Fortune, Money. We'll be on every business publication there is because we will literally shatter every record for hitting $1 billion. Literally shatter it. What do you think is going to happen then? We won't be a secret anymore. Everybody is going to know about Stream Energy and Ignite. Now, follow me on this, though. If you've got 10 people on your team then, I think it'll jump to 100. But if you've got 100, I think it'll jump to 1,000. And if you've got 1,000, I think it'll jump 10x to 10,000. You start seeing the point there? I think we've got to work these next few months like our hair is on fire. Get as many people as we possibly can. The other reason is this. You don't have to know people in Georgia. If you build a team here and you've got a bunch of people, I promise you, their cousin, brother, sister, uncle, college roommate are going to live in Georgia. When they sign them up, it puts them under you. It doesn't start new in Georgia. It's just the same old thing. We can just start signing up people in Georgia just like if we go to Houston and sign somebody up. Same thing. You know, it's just they're in our group. We got to build fast now if we're wanting to make that life-changing kind of money. You know, I didn't come all this way to hype a bunch of people up. If you do this thing and do it big, you'll be around me a whole lot. You'll find out that I'm shooting straight with you. We got a chance to change our lives. We got a chance to make millions of dollars. I don't say that out of theory. This old boy's made over $2 million in the 2 years we've been in existence, and it's growing. Guys, I'm going to tell you what. It's not just money, no. But I tell you what, when you can help your family, when you can give more to church, when you can help people in need, there's a lot of positives. Now, I won't adjust my halo and act like I don't like making money. I mean, it's been a lot of fun. I live in a house that I like living in now. I drive the cars I like to drive. I'm looking at buying a ranch now. And I tell you what, all that stuff's fun, too. But I'm telling you, we can do it. We can start dreaming again, but you're going to have to get focused. My challenge to everybody is this. For the next 6 months, I want you to get a calendar. Do this for me. Get a calendar that opens up by the week and put it in your little planner that they send us. Every time you show a presentation, put a red star out by the side, whether it's for you or your downline. And every Sunday night before the Coach and Cowboy conference call, y'all listen to that, don't you?
Yes.
You need to be listening to that. The number's on the website. It's 646-519-5800. The PIN number is 5098-POUND. We do that every Sunday night, Randy Hedge and I. But before you get on that call, I want you to open that planner up and I want you to look and see how many red stars you have for that week. If you don't have 5 to 10, kick yourself in the butt because you're not doing what it takes. Okay? Now, the last thing is I want everybody from this day, I want you to go out 6 months and I want you to circle it with a big red pen. For once in your life, do something a little different. For once in your life, focus like you've never focused before. I'm just saying for 6 months. And how fast does 6 months go by? In a heartbeat. Focus for 6 months. When you get to that day, 6 months from now, that you've circled, I want you to look at your business. And I want you to see where you are. If you don't think it's going like you think it should, then you throw it in the trash and you call me a liar. But I think you'll be pleasantly surprised if you truly focus on this thing for 6 months. Guys, we can do this. How many of us want to make 2007 a year to remember? Thank you very much.